Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I don't know about you, but 2020 did not turn out the way I expected. If you're like most of us, we spent the end of last year trying to figure out, okay, what is 2020 going to look like? And then, boom, everything changed. As a matter of fact, I started the year out in the hospital, and I almost died. If you want to learn more about that, go back to episode 544 of the Bacon Podcast. But even at that, that was an episode in my life. There are many episodes in everybody's life that we didn't expect. So today what I'd like to talk about is the three core things I think everybody should have learned from this year that will help us better understand what's going to happen next. First and foremost, no matter how hard you planned, no matter what you thought it was going to be like, it was different. And I think that's true of every year, but this year was accentuated. We had a pandemic. We had a presidential election. There were a lot of things that kind of got into this melting pot of 2020 that really kind of upended our lives, but most importantly for us, upended our business. So what could we learn from that one piece? Well, I think the key thing is, was your business the right business at the right time? Every business has a basic problem to solve. Were you solving the right problem for the right people at the right time? And that's what this year coming up is about. When you sit and look at your business, think about your perfect clients over the last handful of months. What were their issues? What's keeping them up at night? And what portion of your business helped them to solidify their own? Or it could have been something around their world. Who would have guessed that we would have had companies getting into the mask-making business, and that specialty companies who produced pens were now producing masks with your brand on it, or funny masks with dog faces and monkey faces and that kind of stuff? Nobody would have predicted that last year, but yet people found a niche and basically globbed onto it. And some people actually took advantage of it. There was the guy who bought up all of the Lysol spray off of Amazon and hoarded it and tried to sell it back, and he eventually apologized. So there are some people out there that are trying to take advantage of this situation. There are other people that built a legitimate business or expanded their business based around the problems that had happened. I can almost guarantee you that moving into 2021, it's going to be a little bit more of the same, if not worse. Yeah, we do have a new president, maybe. We do have a vaccine, maybe. And we know that everybody's going to be stuck indoors, which means that restaurants are closed. Businesses are still working remotely. What did you learn about yourself and your business that can help you project what's going to happen next year? And how can you take what you do and help solve a problem that will not only get you through the first quarter, the first half, but maybe the next first 5 years? The second most important lesson is around relationships. This past year, whether you follow politics or not, it showed how divided this country is. I remember back in one of my networking meetings where somebody said to me, "I refuse to work with anybody who does not believe in my religion." Now, I understood where they were coming from, but was that really foundationally smart? You know, yeah, they had a decent supply of potential customers, but they were really limiting themselves. But I saw business relationships dissolve like paper in water when somebody posted something on a social media network and all of a sudden people were beating them up because of their beliefs. But you really have to ask yourself, would you not do business with somebody because they had a different belief than you? Does that make them lesser of a person? In your eyes, it might. In their eyes, they may not want to do business with you. But I think the key thing that we all have to get our arms around is, does somebody's point of view actually affect the way that they do business? If it's an ethical thing where you're going to get taken advantage of, that's one thing. But if it's strictly a philosophical thing, meaning they have a different belief in a particular system, or they tend to think differently than you do, well, chances are you do too. But does that mean that they can't fulfill what it is that you need? Or is their product so bad that you have to boycott them and it? I think we really have to look at the core of, what are we purchasing? Are we purchasing that person's beliefs? Or are we purchasing their products and services? Don't let people's frame of mind change the way that you do business. What should matter most, does it affect how you can do business for your customers? That's the key. Are you solving the problems that I talked about in the last piece? The final lesson I think we have to learn concerns us. What did we learn about our strengths? What did we learn about our weaknesses? What were we really good at? How did you manage your time? How did you deal with adversity? One of the things I think that is uber important is getting into groups where you have people who support you. Not just groups where people have the same beliefs as you. Especially not people just in your industry. You need to surround yourself with as many smart people from as many different types of businesses as possible to give yourself the best opportunity to learn from that collective mindset. It's called a mastermind for a reason. The collective brain of everybody in that room or on that Zoom is worth 10 times more than your own echo chamber. So the thing that I think that we have to do is we have to search out people who we know, like, and trust. And trust is the key thing here. To be able to share our fears, our strengths, our weaknesses, and confirm what we think, but also be willing to change what we think. Can you find a group of people that you believe in so much that you're willing to open up and that you're willing to be open to them to help them? That, my friends, is a win-win. So now is the time to take inventory. What did you learn? Who did you learn from? Who made you feel bad? Who made you feel good? But get yourself in a position for your next chapter of change. So I hope you found this helpful and interesting. If you'd like to learn more about how a mastermind works, check out baconcoach.com/BWM for Bacon Weekly Mastermind. There you can sign up for a buck. Give it a try and see if it's a good fit.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.